I heard once that life is an adventure of forgiveness. Today I want to encourage you to forgive yourself. The same way when we encounter rifts or rough patches in the relationships that we have with other people, we have to stay mindful of the fact that when we often get into rough patches with ourselves. What I'm speaking of is being in your own way, whether it be self-sabotage. This can come in forms of unhealthy coping mechanisms. High level, that looks like addictions or, you know, just things that impede your forward momentum in life that you perpetuate, that you are responsible for, and you have trouble, correcting behavior and changing course. When you try to change who you are, change how you think, how you feel, you're going to encounter speed bumps on that road because it's not something that you've traditionally done before. You have triggers and coping mechanisms that are already a part of your thought process and mannerisms, and environments that you're in are almost like programmed to trigger you to go right back to the behavior. Changing environments is a tough thing as well too. So you have to be mindful that you are encountering all of the turbulence possible when you say, I want to change. Because at the root of that change is obviously you, but you are influenced by so much. And so I'm not giving you a scapegoat as to say these are the reasons why you can stay stagnant, or why when something happens, you can just kind of brush it off. I don't want you to do that. I want you to, you know, learn from your mistakes. Learn from what you're doing that doesn't equal the goals that you have set for yourself. That's as simple as you can break it down in life. It's like, okay, you see yourself in a place, acquiring certain things, being around certain people in certain environments, feeling a certain way emotionally, and you have a certain amount of an investment that you have to put in order to get there. You won't always have a foolproof concrete plan, but the one thing you can always gauge is whether you are putting all of your effort in possible. It's going to have to come to another point where you decide whether or not that effort was put in the right direction. However, even if it wasn't, you will never be mad at yourself for working harder or working as hard as you possibly can. This makes it a bit more fluid of a process when it comes to forgiving yourself, because if you make a mistake but you were doing your best, at that point, you can have some inner peace because you know you had the right intentions. But when you are holding back, when you're slacking, when you're holding on to anger, when you are impeding other people's progress, when you are holding other people back as a result of who you are and what you're doing, and you're just not putting the right energy out, that's when it becomes 10 times harder to forgive yourself, because then you know that all of the shame and guilt that you're feeling is rooted in the actions that you are taking action in, that you are choosing to do. There can't be cognitive dissonance or like two different ideas existing in your head at the same time of like what people should be versus who you are. And I've been guilty of this myself. You know, I'm encouraging you to do things that I haven't conquered myself. Self-discipline, self-control, emotional regulation. These are things that I'm constantly calibrating. And I'm not saying you ever get to a perfect place. I'm just saying you have to... It's a process, and you have to be honest with yourself about where you are in that process, where you want to be, and what you are investing in order to make sure that you can cover that ground between where you are and where you want to be and where you should be. Because we all know that we should be using our potential. We should be using our gifts. We should be kind to other people. These are not optional things in life where you get to choose whether or not you should be good to people. That's where we messed up, I feel, as a society. We started making those things optional, like being kind. Like, well, I'm not going to be kind to you because you didn't do this. That's not what it's for. And we get that way, and we can see it because that's how we deal with ourselves. We're not kind to ourselves. That's the reason why I started this podcast. I started this podcast because I am traditionally not kind to myself. My inner voice is very visceral, and I don't And by that, I just mean destructive. I mean, it talks down. It is demeaning. It's a whole different conversation as to where I learned those behaviors from and how I then took on the reins of that and like created my own troubles and trials in life. I'll dissect that over time, but I know that you feel me already because you have things in your life that have been in your way that you now perpetuate as a result of harboring some type of resentment or anger or sadness, and you got to let it go. And you can always tell how much you have or haven't let something go when it's time to forgive. You know when somebody makes you mad and they say sorry, you know whether you accept it or not and whether you're ready to move on. Sometimes we're already ready to accept it before they even say anything because we know that that person had our best interests at heart or they tried their best. But you got to do that with yourself if you're going to be able to do that with other people. Be kind to yourself. Understand that your mistakes have turned you into the person that you are now, the person that is able to do anything that you are happy about. Even if that's just waking up in the morning or playing a sport or a hobby that you're good at, or your smile or your hair or your nose, whatever it is you whoever it is that you are that you appreciate. All of your mistakes have given you the perspective that even allows you to appreciate. I think it's Jay-Z quote from one of his songs. He said, in order to experience joy, you need pain. In order for flowers to grow, you need rain. That's it. That's it right there. So when you experience the ugly in your life, don't be upset. Don't badger yourself. You are being seasoned. If somebody put something in front of you that had no seasoning and it was bland, you wouldn't like that. You asked for some adobo or salt and pepper or whatever. And so understand that your mistakes are seasoning you and give you your flavor. Accept that. Grow with that. Keep going. I believe in you. Stay humble.